Thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm one of your, I'm using your account or whatever, or your service, and apparently I am, can I actually speak to, give me 1 second. Okay. I am using your service, and I am being, for some reason, someone had sent a lawyer or whatever.
May I know your name so I can check in your order?
But do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yes, you're saying you are being threatened. Is that what you're saying?
Well, now I know that it's y'all because I didn't necessarily say threaten, but now I know that it's you that sent me this message through WhatsApp.
Can you be a little clear, please? I'm not getting your point here. You're saying you're using our services and then what?
And someone had messaged me through WhatsApp saying that they're going to take legal action against me, and that they're going to send an email to the dean saying that I am let's see, I'm trying to find it.
Okay, and may I know your name so I can check in your order, please?
What do you mean by my order?
Your name, ma'am, I can check in the database. Like, would you mind sharing your name?
It should be under... The thing is, I'm not sure, is because I'm not sure if y'all are...
You're not sure about your name?
I know my name, but hear me out. I'm not sure if it is going to be y'all that are blackmailing me, and then you're just going to hang up the call, and you're just going to, I don't know.
I will check on your order, okay? That's why I need to know your name, so I can see what's actually happening with your order.
Can I share this number with you that is being messaged to me?
Sure, you can do that as well, but first of all, if I don't know you, who you are, and I don't know what's your order, what classes you were involved with, like what services we were actually providing you, how can I assist you if I don't know your name?
It should be under Megan McQuinn.
Okay, Megan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just bear a soft moment, please. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I checked in your order. I can see your order has been completed, like your order has already been completed.
I'm not saying that my order hasn't been completed. I'm saying that someone is threatening me, and by you saying, please bear with me for a brief moment, it's, you know, it's sending me different things because the messages that I'm receiving, this person said, please bear with me for a soft moment, and you say the same thing. And I never told you that, in the beginning, I just said that a lawyer contacted me, I said that I was being threatened, and that through the text, and you're over here saying, oh, you're feeling that you're being threatened. So, you know, can you, are y'all the one that's blackmailing me, or?
I'm not getting your point here, what are you actually trying to say, but at our end, it's nothing from our end, and your order has been completed in the database already. So I'm not getting the clear picture of what you're actually saying and what is actually happening with you. Yeah.
Is there any way I can send you screenshots of this so I can confirm that this is not you or that this is false and that this is not going to go through?
Well, you can. Are you in contact with the person who assigned, who was assigned from the very beginning as a project manager who was dealing with your courses? Are you in contact with that person?
They're not answering me at all. I've texted them. They haven't answered, so.
They're not answering.
And I spoke to Peter, I believe. They didn't give me his last name. And the cash app.
Spoke to Peter? Well, then you'll have to send the screenshots of whatever you think you have. You can send it to Peter.
Is there any way you can contact Peter for me? Because he's not answering me.
Sure. I'll talk to Peter, and then I'll let you know.
Can you call him right now, or can you call him to the phone right now so that way I know you're not going to, hang up on me?
Sure. Sure. Hold on.